Welcome to the Acrylic Soul Podcast.
Acrylic Soul Podcast.
Where we shed light on dope artists.
I want to know who representing it here tonight.
We want to find out what makes them tick and provide inspiration to everyone.
You got a dream like you never seen. Obstacle.
This is the Acrylic Soul Podcast.
Today's inaugural episode, I'm actually going to be interviewing myself. Not directly, I actually have my lovely wife on the line. Could you introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, it's Deanna. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. All right, so with this podcast, what I wanted to do is to be able to introduce different artists that I found were really cool and, you know, interesting from Instagram, and just be able to get more information on them as well as their background and, you know, what, you know, drives them and what they're passionate about. So with this first episode, my wife's going to interview me and ask me some of those same questions. So without further ado, let's go.
So the first question I have, and I think it's really important to know, is where are you from and who do you represent? Who do you think you represent?
Okay, cool. So I'm from Rochester, New York, originally. That's Western New York, so right in between Syracuse and Buffalo. I was born and raised there, and I actually just moved to the Syracuse, New York region just about 3 years ago. So far, growing up in Rochester, there was a lot of arts as well as a lot of just different content that was available. So that was something that got me interested in art. Overall, with my art, what I try to represent is just kind of an urban voice. So something that I don't see as much in the marketplace. So trying to give a unique spin and perspective to you know, the art that I produce, showing my background.
So how did you come up with this idea? How did you decide to get started? Was it the Rochester influence, or what motivated you to get started in this project?
I'd say the biggest motivation for me was twofold. So first was my sister. She pretty much, my sister is 7 years older than me, 6.5 years older than me. So as she was learning different things about photography and design and editing, that actually gave me motivation because it looked really cool when she was doing it. The other really big thing that happened was at one time, the Magnum photographers were in a marketplace of ours in Rochester, and they actually asked my mom and my sister if they could come home and do an interview and just take pictures. So I'm not sure if they were looking to take a picture of the urban Dickensian aspect, but it was pretty cool to have world-renowned photographers in our house. So those two things kind of led me down the path, which, you know, resulted in me being here.
So how would you describe your creative process, or what is your creative process?
So overall, my creative process, first I kind of lend time for myself to be influenced. So I'll take a look at...
What are your influences?
What are my influences? So I say I'm really influenced by Peter Max, Andy Warhol, so that kind of the vintage pop art from, you know, the 50s through 70s. So that in photography, and for photography, it's, you know, anyone from Annie Leibovitz to, it's just kind of a broad range of different folks. So in just looking at my everyday life, I always kind of take a look to see what I'd frame in a picture. So looking at the landscape, I might say, like, wow, this would be an awesome picture. Or if I'm looking at doing graphic design, I may say, this is an awesome picture, but if it had this angle to it, you know, this would make it look even better. So those are, I'd say, my influences as well as kind of how I go about my artistic process.
Is there anything that you want to promote? Or is there anything that you find fascinating that is worth sharing with everyone?
Sure. So this is the point where I'm going to give a shameless plug for my Lockhart Designs website. From the Lockhart Designs website, you'll find a gateway where you could either check out the new podcast that I put out where I'm interviewing artists. You'd be able to check out my Facebook where it's, you know, detailing and chronicling my my exploits and, you know, different photo trips that I go on and take. Or the Instagram where I also just showcase different art and different photos that I find on the internet. Or even on Facebook where I'll be, you know, posting different tips and tricks for mobile for photography. So, and last but not least, I also have some of my own photos available from LockhartDesigns.net where you'd be able to, you know, make a purchase. So that's my shameless plug.
Nice. Well, it was absolutely amazing learning about you, and I hope you're sharing this information and sharing this knowledge with a lot of people, motivates them as well to find out what their passion is and pursue that.
Thank you. And I definitely thank you for being part of this inaugural podcast. I'm going to make sure to bring you back and talk about artistic stuff for you at a later point, as you stole the camera from me on our last trip out. So I'm sure you're going to catch the bug.
So, I suspect so, that's true.
So thank you, everyone. This has been, you know, 5 questions on the Acrylic Soul podcast. Please continue to check on the different social media sites that I have available, as well as please subscribe to this podcast. Have a great day.
Have a good night.
Today's inaugural episode, I'm actually going to be interviewing myself. Not directly, I actually have my lovely wife on the line. Could you introduce yourself?
Hi everyone, it's Deanna. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you. All right, so with this podcast, what I wanted to do is to be able to introduce different artists that I found were really cool and, you know, interesting from Instagram, and just be able to get a more information on them as well as their background and, you know, what, you know, drives them and what they're passionate about. So with this first episode, my wife's going to interview me and ask me some of those same questions. So without further ado, let's go.
So the first question I have, and I think it's really important to know, is where are you from and who do you represent? Who do you think you represent?
Okay, cool. So I'm from Rochester, New York, originally. That's Western New York, so right in between Syracuse and Buffalo. I was born and raised there, and I actually just moved to the Syracuse, New York region just about 3 years ago. So far, growing up in Rochester, there was a lot of arts as well as a lot of just different content that was available. So that was something that got me interested in art. Overall, with my art, what I try to represent is just kind of an urban voice. So something that I don't see as much in the marketplace. So trying to give a unique spin and perspective to you know, the art that I produce, showing my background.
So how did you come up with this idea? How did you decide to get started? Was it the Rochester influence, or what motivated you to get started in this project?
I'd say the biggest motivation for me was twofold. So first was my sister. She pretty much My sister's 7 years older than me, 6.5 years older than me. As she was learning different things about photography and design and editing, that actually gave me motivation because it looked really cool when she was doing it. The other really big thing that happened was at one time, the Magnum photographers were in a marketplace of ours in Rochester, and they actually asked my mom and my sister if they could come home and do an interview and just take pictures. So I'm not sure if they were looking to take a picture of the urban Dickensian aspect, but it was pretty cool to have world-renowned photographers in our house. So those two things kind of led me down a path, which, you know, resulted in me being here.
So how would you describe your creative process, or what is your creative process?
So overall, my creative process, first I kind of lend time for myself to be influenced. So I'll take a
and
look at...
What are your influences?
What are my influences? So I say I'm really influenced by Peter Max, Andy Warhol, so that kind of the vintage pop art from, you know, the 50s through 70s. So those that in photography, and for photography, it's, you know, anyone from Annie Leibovitz to it's just kind of a broad range of different folks. So in just looking at my everyday life, I always kind of take a look to see what I'd frame in a picture. So looking at a landscape, I might say, like, wow, this would be an awesome picture. Or if I'm looking at doing graphic design, I may say, this is an awesome picture, but if it had this angle to it, you know, this would make it look even better. So those are, I'd say, my influences, as well as kind of how I go about my artistic process.
Is there anything that you want to promote? Or is there anything that you find fascinating that is worth sharing with everyone?
Sure. So this is the point where I'm going to give a shameless plug for my Lockhart Designs website. From the Lockhart Designs website, you'll find a gateway where you could either check out the new podcast that I put out, where I'm interviewing artists. You'd be able to check out my Facebook, where it's, you know, detailing and chronicling my my exploits and, you know, different photo trips that I go on and take, or the Instagram, where I also just showcase different art and different photos that I find on the internet, or even on Facebook, where I'll be posting different tips and tricks for mobile for photography. So and last but not least, I also have some of my own photos available from LockhartDesigns.net, where you'd be able to, you know, make a purchase. So that's my shameless plug.
Nice. Well, it was absolutely amazing learning about you, and I hope you're sharing this information and sharing this knowledge with a lot of people, motivates them as well to find out what their passion is and pursue that.
Thank you. And I definitely thank you for being part of this inaugural podcast. I'm going to make sure to bring you back and talk about artistic stuff for you at a later point, as you stole the camera from me on our last trip out. So I'm sure you're going to catch the bug.
So, I suspect so. That's true.
So thank you, everyone. This has been, you know, 5 questions on the Acrylic Soul podcast. Please continue to check on the different social media sites that I have available, as well as please subscribe to this podcast. Have a great day.
Have a good night.